producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. My voice is feeling a little bit better this morning, so that's always cool. In Fargo, we got light snow, misting right now. 21 degrees. Out in Tioga, it's overcast. Is that 7 degrees? Are you kidding me? Is that a are you kidding me Friday type deal? Is it 7 degrees out there? That's what I'm looking at. Right now, I don't know if that's a typo or not, but I'm your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club this morning. And before we get started, we've been having some issues with our system here. So you might hear a delay. You might hear some weird, quirky things going on, especially during the local programming here. So just kind of bear with us. We've been working out the bugs, you know, that sort of thing, but not up to 100% yet, so just kind of bear with us. As I said before, this is the Common Sense Club, and we're going to try to bring some common sense to the airwaves today. I have a ton of stuff I want to get to, not the least of which is Obama's over there in China. He's got his full kimono on, or whatever that is that they wear over there. But a couple of things that I found interesting, and I'm going to talk to Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum about this, and I also want to get your opinion on what's going on, especially on the world stage and the way they see us, America. You know, the last best hope for freedom and strength and all of that good stuff. I want to ask you, and I'll ask Blankita and Ellen also, how do you feel we are being received over there? Example, and this is what's got me scratching my head. I don't know if you saw amidst, you know, all of the fuzzy, you know, rainbow and unicorn and things that are going on in the media about this cozy visit, but China, while Obama was there, coinciding with his visit over there, they tested a new stealth jet during Obama's visit. Think about that. I mean, normally, you know, you wouldn't think, it's China. They're always about the military and, you know, testing new things and trying out new doodads and what's its. I think I'm dating myself. But think about that. So you got the president of the free world, and it's not a stretch to say that, you know, Red China and Russia and America, we're not like the coziest of friends and that sort of thing. So China kind of flexes its muscle. That's China's military as this Asian Economic Summit in Beijing began this week. The China military flexes its muscle by flying around this new stealth fighter. And actually, I'm looking at it, it looks a lot like one of our stealth fighters. If you're thinking about it, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it looks a lot, except for the splashes of red, it looks like one of our Navy fighters, as a matter of fact, the lines and everything. But anyway, that's what's going on over there. They demonstrated this flight. It's the new J-31 fighter jet, the second new radar-evading warplane. Think about that. So as Obama is there, they're flying around in an undetectable warplane. I don't think I think that's like a little slap in the face. I do. I mean, really? You couldn't put this thing off for a week? Or you couldn't have done it, you know, last week sometime. And I think it's what I think this is an example of the emasculation of America. I'm just going to put it that way. The fact that these superpowers don't see us as, you know, the superpower so much. We're not the big dogs on the block anymore. You know, not with Obama. Reagan or Bush, you know, and I have problems with the whole free market thing with a Bush especially. But to pull something like this, I just think it's a slap in the face. Am I making too much of that? Not to mention, Obama is over there. He's talking about, and if you haven't heard, we're going to get a whole, he's going to turn his attention now to global warming and sweeping list of executive actions on global warming. You know, as China and Obama reaches a climate deal. So think about that, too. We're just kowtowing everywhere. Did he bow? I don't know. And his little kimono tied in the back. Did he bow? I'm just kidding. I'm being facetious. It's what I do. My apologies. I do want to know what you think about that. You think this is, you know, just coincidental, you know? So Obama's over there. He's talking about climate change. And, you know, they were also talking about the cybersecurity threats over that are coming out of China. They were also talking about that, too. You think I'm making a little too much about of this, you know, with them testing this new stealth jet during the Obama visit? I can see our Secret Service going, wait a minute, where'd that plane come from? Not on our radar, yeah. Anyway. But we can rest assured, we can rest easy knowing that after his visit with China, his administration is going to be more China-like, and they're heavy-handed. Executive actions, you know, across the board, heavy-handed, that sort of thing. They're even thinking about, think about this. I think Obama is an impressionable dude. I do. So he goes to China, he comes back, he goes, you know what, we're going to have a sweeping list of executive actions on global warming. He was talking about executive actions on immigration. Also, net neutrality. They're talking about Obama wants to do sweeping regulations, a total retooling of the Internet. They're going to try something they've been trying for a while to classify it under the telecommunications. So the government has a bigger, you know, a bigger hand in the regulating and that sort of thing. So he goes over to China. And all of the commie red kind of rubs off on his sleeve. He brings it back up. He's like an infection with this guy. He's infatuated. With, I know my producer is probably in there tearing his hair out. What are you talking about, man? Sorry, man. But it seems to me like I think Obama should come in contact with more free market people. So some of that maybe rubs off on him. Because it seems to me that the more he's kowtowing with socialists and communists, the more he wants to, like, bring America in line with the red. I'm not seeing that. And America doesn't like that either. I mean, the last election pretty much says that. You know what? We don't like where you're going. We don't like the way you're taking the country. So we're going to go this way now. And that's even his base. There you go. Anyway, 855-217-76. In addition to Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, in the very next segment, we're going to have my good friend Dustin Garrelow from the North Dakota Watchdog Network on, and we're going to talk about the Western Area Water Supply. Now, I've had them on my show in the 2 to 5 segment many times, and I think that they're doing a great job trying to bring water. What they're doing is they're attempting to fill the needs of the water needs of the folks out there in the western part of the state. We know infrastructure is strained, the resources are strained, and these folks are trying to bring water out, you know, to those rural areas and keep up with that demand. I think that's a good thing. As a matter of fact, I was actually thinking about taking a couple of those tours. I love riverboats. I'm a southern boy, Louisiana and Missouri and that sort of thing. But So I thought that we were doing a great thing. Until Dustin, we were having a conversation, and he tells me about some subsidies that they're getting. So I guess my question to the folks out there, especially when Dustin's on, and feel free to call in and challenge him. Dustin's a pretty smart dude. He's pretty a cogent guy, so don't be ashamed. Don't be bashful. Call in with your questions, 855-200-1776, extension 2 will get you live on air in that segment, and that's at 8:30. Or leave it on the rant line, 855-200-1776, extension 1. I want to know if the Western Area Water Supply can't fulfill the public water needs, should we subsidize them as they're competing with private businesses? That's the question that I have for Dustin and for you. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. Maybe lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Man, oh man, during the break, because I said, you know, it, here in Fargo, it's 21 degrees. Out in Tioga, I said, it's 7 degrees. Man, I got to check that. Yes, you guys and gals out in Tioga, it is cold. It is 7 degrees. I do not envy you guys. Anyway, Sorry, didn't hit the cough button. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and my two guests are chock full of common sense, so every morning I try to get them in here to dispense that common sensory to the airwaves. That's Glenn Keita. You like that? I'm going to coin that.
I have to tell you, Ellen's on standby. We're actually in the same room today, but we're on two different phones. But I got to tell you, you got rave reviews from those from the military women. They just thought you were wonderful yesterday, and I wanted to congratulate you for doing such a great interview.
Oh, thank you. That I seriously, and this isn't just for radio. I read the entire book. The day I got it, I read over half of it. And yesterday I finished it up. It is a brilliant, brilliant book. I love it. I pumped it on my social media and on radio. I hope everyone runs out and grabs that book. It is,
well,
it is
love,
a phenomenal
they love
book.
You. All right. Well, I'll shut up because Ellen's right there next to you. So you might okay. want to.
I am here.
Good deal. Outside of Eminem on the National Mall yesterday, and I do want to touch very, very briefly on that. I want to talk China. So first, we'll do something a little light. Eminem, I'm sure you've heard the controversy. You know, it's Veterans Day. He's out there. He's dropping the F-bomb. Ellen, how do you feel about that? Do you think all of the hoopla and the hubbub is unwarranted, or how do you feel?
It's unwarranted for one main reason. When they got him to do this, they knew what they were dealing with.
Yeah, but, you know, he also knows that it's a different audience. There are a lot of military families out there, and he kind of took advantage of it to be the bad boy. I mean, you're right. They didn't know what they were getting, but, you know, he was kind of a
I
jerk.
Would have chosen Eminem to do a concert.
I would have eaten Eminem's.
And I only know about him because my foster son from South Sudan likes him, which is enough to tell you that you don't want to go near the guy.
The next time you talk to oh, yeah, he is a if you like that genre, and the next time you speak to Scott Hannon, ask him, you know, what does he have in his Eminem collection. I'll be interested to hear that conversation.
Collect it.
But, you know, you kind of know what you're getting when you get someone like Eminem, and you can't ask him not to drop the F-bomb. That's like a quarter of his entire dialect. His entire speech is pretty much the F-bomb. So, you know what you're getting.
The ones I like are family friendly.
Yeah, family friendly. Absolutely. So let's move on. We spent enough time on M&Ms. China. One, I want to ask you, what do you think of China's military unveiling this brand new shiny stealth fighter and having it coincide with President Obama's visit? Do you think, Blanquita, do you think that that's a kind of a slap in our face, you know, show off your military might there while the president is in your country?
Of course it is. Thank you. I'm sorry. You go ahead first, Ellen.
Well, of course it is, but I just want to say one thing. You Republicans don't mind when we have stuff going offshore. And if the reason they were able to do this is because they had all of our stuff from offshore.
Yeah, but let me go back to when they got the technology for that, and that was in the Bill Clinton regime. And I have all the information on that one. The thing that I think Americans should be concerned about more is not in China, but what is the 10-acre missile, the 10-acre plant they have built in Venezuela that no one can enter? And that even allegedly, which very good sources tell me, the Mossad was there trying to find out if it's a missile plant. The joke was Americans are so worried they could lob a missile that will hit Los Angeles from Venezuela, could hit D.C.
Wow. I had not heard that. I will definitely be researching
that. I know
that
one firsthand. That's firsthand knowledge for me.
Well, Blanquita, the knowledge on what's going on, very much so in Venezuela. But I will tell you, we've got to be careful with these trade agreements.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I agree with that also. And I want to make another point. I did. Looking at this fighter jet, it looks a lot like one of our Navy jets. I mean, seriously, I'm looking at the technology that's there, and it does look like a lot of the U.S.'s technology. So that's a good point. Didn't know about the Venezuela, and I'm kind of shocked that I don't know, but I definitely will be researching that. What do you think of
you don't know about it, Leon, because honestly, I've been to Venezuela four times when I worked for the president, and so I brought back stuff that they refused to even acknowledge, like drones, et cetera, et cetera. So you may not find all of it, but I have it.
Wow, that is scary stuff. That's like JFK.
Well, you know, and frankly, I'm glad that the president wanted to announce a trade agreement and they couldn't agree. Thank God.
What do you think of this?
Wearing his Chinese suit.
I called it a kimono this morning. What is that called? I don't know what it's called. I'm not like a Chinese fashionista or anything like that. What is that called, that little get up that they wear?
Beats me, but I talked to Ellen about this, and I said to her, John F. Kennedy, I mean, America's favorite Democrat, would never wear a funky hat or a weird suit or any of that stuff because he didn't want to degrade the office of the presidency.
Absolutely. All that was missing is a little music box for dancing, in my opinion. Anyway, I digress. I'll move on from that. What do you think of he goes over there. Well, he's announcing now, you know, sweeping changes, a sweeping list of executive actions on global warming and that sort of thing. China is not the cleanest country when we're talking about a climate and spewing things into the atmosphere that are harmful. So do you think that this is a smart move on our part? It seems a little like we're doing everything right, in my humble opinion. Here in North Dakota, cleanest air in the world, pretty much. And we got fracking going on. I mean, we got all kinds of things going on.
And
our air is pretty clean.
There's not much you can say about China positive often, but on this one you can. I think they really are making an attempt to clean up their air. I really do.
Well, I don't agree with that, Ellen. I mean, you know, look, even when they did the Olympics, and believe me, I was there around that time in Beijing, they just do whatever they have to. I mean, they completely tear down town just to be able to make it look good for publicity. They're not doing that. They're the only ones that don't really do anything when it comes to climate control. I mean, come on.
Did they set up Potemkin villages and things like that over there? I heard that they did. The little fake community.
That was during the Mao era. They're a lot more transparent on that kind of stuff. During the Mao era, and of course when they had total control of the press, then they would show Mao how happy the workers were. He would go on rail, and
they
were
still doing it, Ellen.
On the other
sadly. Sadly, Ellen Blanquita, thank you. We'll talk again tomorrow. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Always interesting to get Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Collins of points of view. I am definitely going to research what they both alluded to what's going on down there in Venezuela. I didn't know that. And I'm a little upset that I did not know about that. But I definitely will be researching that. Just a little alert here. There was early this morning, there was, one semi accident. And then the officers that were responding, the highway patrolmen that were responding, you know, to that, the semi, they were themselves in an accident. I mean, another semi, like, rear-ended these, patrol cars. And luckily, and if you see the patrol cars, they are totaled. And luckily, the patrolman that was in the car walked away. That's on Valley News Live right now. Go check it out. But luckily, those officers are okay. And, you know, that is, it's just nuts when you look at the accident and you look at the cars, the SUVs, and the extent of the accident, the fact that he walked away, he got out of the car and literally walked away, it is nuts. As we do every week on Wednesday, we have Dustin Garrillo, managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network. And we're going to talk about today the Western Area Water Supply. As I said before, I've had them on before. On my show, on the 2 to 5 show, I think that, you know, we need our water needs, our resource needs out west are strained, and we need organizations like that, you know, that help facilitate that need. But Dustin raises a pretty cogent argument, completely applicable. And when we were talking about it, it made me scratch my head. It made me think about it because I never really thought about it. So, Dustin, I want to welcome you to the Common Sense Club.
Leon.
I think I caught the last end of that, but I know you're there, so good deal. And I posed this question on my social media. I ask, you know, if the Western Area Water Supply can't fulfill the public water needs, should we subsidize them as they're competing with private businesses? Now, we talked about this briefly, and so First of all, I want to get you to set up what the Western Area Water Supply, what they're all about, what they're doing, and what you think, and then, you know, subsequently, you know, how we are subsidizing them, and what do you think we should do better?
Well, you know, this is one of those issues where very few people actually care about it, but there's a lot of public dollars at stake here. What the Western Area Water Supply is, and I'll refer to it as WAS from here on out, it was designed as a means to provide water to local residents and communities in oil country, essentially. And what it is a consortium of other water districts, municipalities, counties, et cetera, that got together and decided to pool their resources and their jurisdictional power to facilitate large-scale water project development. And, you know, that part of it, everybody's fine with. Nobody has a problem with providing water to people. That's not the issue. The issue comes up in that they came up with this creative financing model that involved selling water to the oil industry for fracking. And along the way, that financing, which was supposed to be kind of like a sideline thing that was just supposed to be part of what they did, where their primary focus was supposed to be providing drinking water to the average citizen out there that didn't have a good source in a lot of those small towns, that they're living on a very questionable water that has to be treated heavily. And so the idea was if they sold water to the oil industry for fracking, that they could pay for this project without having to have direct appropriations from the legislature. And that was created in 2011 with about $110 to $120 million in state funding and state guaranteed loans through the Bank of North Dakota. What happened very quickly is that the focus shifted from providing water to people to providing water to oil companies. And as a result, the amount of dollars that went into developing basically almost a dozen water depots for the water for the oil industry were diverted to that purpose rather than being put into the domestic use side of things for actual people. And in 2013, that $110 million program got increased to a $249 million program, and they are now talking about coming back for another $120 million this session to bring their total up to $360 million, with another $100 million coming next session that they would like to have. And all of this sounds great. You know, the idea of being able to sell water to the oil industry as a means of funding the needs of the public, it sounds great on the surface. The trouble is that there were already private businesses that were doing this and doing it well as far as the oil industry was concerned. And basically, what the state of North Dakota has gotten itself into is a socialist business model where it is subsidizing through appropriations and loan guarantees a government-run entity that competes with private industry. And it has gotten worse and worse as time has gone along.
And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. And that's where we come to in this discussion, whether or not we should subsidize a company basically that will be in direct competition with, I think you said, over a dozen private contractors, and whether or not that's a fair business model or free market, or is it, as you said, in a socialist model? Not free markets at all, in my humble opinion, but so what do we do about this? I mean, is it big enough? Is it a big enough problem? One, I think the state kind of got themselves into this mess themselves. This was a poor business plan, in my humble opinion. But outside of going to our legislators or going to the where would you go? I'm drawing a mind blank right now. Outside of going to our legislators, What can we do about it? Is there something? Is there some remedy to this?
There really isn't outside of the legislature, and what we have to do is bring pressure on the legislature to reform this process.
Industrial Commission. Sorry, that's where I was thinking about.
Yeah. Industrial Commission has some oversight, but not as much as a lot of people think. And what it really comes down to is this is not a transparent organization. They function, they're a government entity that functions like a private business. They push their weight around. They have a long track record of protesting private companies getting new water permits to sell water to the oil industry because they're afraid that it will curtail their ability to sell water to the oil industry.
And why don't they stick to their original mission? When we had them on, that's all we talked about. We talked about bringing water to the folks out there that didn't have it or that had strained resources and that sort of thing. If they stuck to that, I'd be fine. How much of their revenue comes from this water that they're selling to the oil industry? If we're looking at it on a pie graph, how much of it comes from that?
They have to bring in enough revenue from oil or from water sales to their oil industry to pay their loans. They are legally obligated to pay those loans, and so they have to sell as much water as they can to pay those loans. And as a result, the focus is, it's like any business. If you have debt, you have to focus on that debt before you do anything else. You have to focus on your business that cash flows in order to maintain that debt. And the trouble is that they keep coming back from more and more debt, more and more appropriations. And their thinking originally was that if they could have a revenue source that was not explicitly dictated by the legislature, as in general fund appropriations, if they could have loans that they paid off really quick by selling water to the oil industry, then they could be a independent entity that said, well, we don't take general fund money, so the legislature should leave us alone. That was their goal in all of this.
Yeah.
The problem is they keep coming back to the piggy bank, the Bank of North Dakota, and asking for more money. And, of course, those dollars need to be guaranteed by the legislature as far as, you know, if something goes wrong in the business model. So while direct appropriations are a small piece of their funding mechanism, in the end, if they're business model fails, everybody in the state is on the hook, and they are planning to be at the point of having a $500 million government program within the next 4 years. That's where they want to be
at. That is competing. Yeah, and it's competing with the private industry. That's the problem that I have. What about something like loan forgiveness? Would that kill two birds with one stone?
The only way the loan can be forgiven is if the legislature sends money to the Bank of North Dakota and says, forgive these loans. You know, if the loans are forgiven, it's still going to cost the taxpayers because money has to come from somewhere. The bank has to be held whole in order to maintain its credit rating. And so it really comes down to this, that the legislature should have just paid for water supply infrastructure to the public in the first place, not worried about a fancy, convoluted, creative financing model. The role of the state government should be to provide water to people who need it. We got plenty of money coming in from the oil tax. Turning that into water security for the general public would have been a good use of that money. There, you know, we complain about all the bad uses, but that is one good use of the money because, you know, we should be making sure that everybody has good water, especially in the area of the state where it is, you know, creating all the revenue. And so,
hey, Dustin, can you give me a minute on the other side of the break to wrap up?
Yes.
Good deal. We'll be right back with Dustin Garrillo right after this break.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're back, and this is the last segment of the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and my guest today is Dustin Garrillo, and he's the managing director at the North Dakota Watchdog Network. And we were talking about, you know, the WAS, and some folks on my social media are like, you know, what is WAS? It's the Western Area Water Supply. And we're talking about the fact that if they can't fulfill the public water needs, should we subsidize them as they're competing with private businesses fulfilling those oil industry needs? We were also one of my questions to Dustin was, should the Industrial Commission hold them to fulfilling its original mission and providing water to the public and worry about the oil industry after the public's needs are met? So I'm missing something there. And so I brought Dustin on to clarify a couple of things. So we got a couple. Can you, like, sum up what needs to happen now?
Well, as far as the Industrial Commission only has the authority that the legislature gives it. And so one of the goals is to increase the Industrial Commission's authority over laws in the next session. Ultimately, the goal should be to separate the public service component of laws that provides water to actual residents from the industrial water component, which is the profit center that sells to oil companies. The public service portion of it that, you know, provides water to actual people, that should be appropriated by the legislature and managed just like any other water project. The industrial side needs to be taken separately and remove that public service portion because it's really being used as a mask. Absent that separation, the bare minimum that we need is a full audit of laws to see how much of their efforts are going towards industrial, how much are going towards domestic service. And because we need to know what their focus is. How are they spending this money? Are they really is there justification for what they are doing by the amount of actual residents that are being brought onto the system? Or is the primary role of this entity really to sell water to oil industry people and oil industry companies and compete with, there's about 40 independent water producers in the state area, the area that is served by WAS. And so we need to make sure that there's transparency and oversight. Right now, we do not have those things. The legislature is going to be asked for more money and more guarantees for Bank of North Dakota money. And we need to make sure that there is proper oversight, proper transparency, and the ability for everybody to know what WAS is really doing.
Okay, and we got the phones lighting up, and I got a couple questions on social media, and it's the last segment, man. Come on. Lance out in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Does anybody know how many households are actually being serviced by the WAS pipeline at this moment in time? Because I live out here, and I see a lot of promises being made, but nothing happening. And I'm just curious. I know that was their original plan. At least they said it was their plan to supply water to rural and rural communities and individuals. But I haven't seen a single. I don't know of a single person in my personal friends that I know that are currently getting water from WAS. So I'd like to know how many households they actually have that service are offering service to right now.
You know what? I think I'm going to look into that. Dustin, do you have any idea how many households that they actually service?
Thanks, Lance, for the question. That is one of the things that is up in the air right now. The water that WAS uses is primarily coming out of the Williston water treatment plant and then being piped to other areas. One of the issues is that ability to actually figure out how much this is actually benefiting people. If they created a pipeline from Williston to Tioga, which I know Tioga is on WAS water right now because they are seeing their second fee increase on their water as of this week, according to a news article in the Tioga newspaper. And so that is one of the things that we need to find out in this transparency demand. And these are things that are not controversial. There's nothing controversial about asking for transparency and oversight.
Thanks, Lance. Corey and Fargo, and you're going to have to be really quick. We got less than a minute. Corey.
I think you may have already pretty much answered the question, but is there a way to find out exactly how much people are going to be paying for this water when they get it and how that compares to other rural water districts that have already built this? I have a problem understanding the problem here except that they had a bad business plan and they seem to be trying to make money off of this, when this should be just, in this next legislature, totally turned into a municipal water system for the area and do away with the industrial fracking side of it and leave that to the private citizens. I think that that's pretty clear, or should be,
yeah,
that that's what they should do at this point.
Justin?
Public.
Yes, that we agree on that. And, the prices are always fluctuating. What they are sold in the first place is...
Dustin, I'm sorry. Our time is very brief. We're going to talk about this further. Stay tuned for Scott and Todd right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.